in is we're bringing in people who have mechanical skills. They're not specific to a machine or a particular skill set, but they have mechanical skills. So what we've done is two things. One is our Executive Vice President, Wendy Brugman, has sat on the advisory board at Tri-C and has talked to them about the kind of person we're looking for, and they then have tailored job or courses around that. So that's been helpful. And number two, we are putting in a very accelerated training program. So we take that raw skill set and we bring them on board and try to make them impact players very quickly. But Northeast Ohio is a great place to be, though, if you do want to grow in manufacturing. There are people there.
Yeah, I think the skilled labor shortage will persist for quite some time. Now, we're an aging population. We have a lot of retirements that are taking place. Quite frankly, skilled trades have not been things that younger students have been interested in. You know, everybody thinks they could be a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or something like that, white-collar job. And we know in our own industry that people, our customers, are really working hard to develop the skills they need for welders. I think over the last 24 months in the United States, the fastest growing segment of our sales have been welder sales to vocational schools to train people to be welders. And the predictions are for a shortage of like 250,000 skilled welders over the course of the next 5 years. So that's going to persist. And, you know, communities are investing, the labor unions are investing, and I think they see that as a real opportunity.
Right.